Welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today we're talking about disagreements. There are going to be days in your life that we will face conflicts. Sometimes it's because of us, sometimes it's because of other people. But the end doesn't always have to be negative or end in a loss of friendship or loss of family member or no longer talking to each other or in a war, essentially. In fact, there are ways you can deal with conflict that can be actually very positive and create a better outcome than you're even thinking about. So when we're talking about disagreements, it's when you disagree on an issue or you can't get along with each other, which is part of life. It's natural that we're going to disagree with people from time to time because we all think differently. We have different interests and goals and values, and sometimes we just don't always see eye to eye. And then some other times it might be because we don't understand other people or what they're really meaning. This can be an email, which, you know, reading words on a page, you don't always get tone and a sense of what somebody's trying to say or if they're trying to be funny. And so then we can misinterpret what people's true intentions are, or what they're trying to say. And so it's something to kind of consider when people are talking to you and you're thinking they're meaning this one way. Kind of take a step back and think about what is it that they're trying to tell us. And we've talked about that before on other episodes, that taking a few moments and not just having that knee-jerk reaction or jumping in right away sometimes can have a benefit. And the same thing is going to happen with a disagreement. And it's going to happen in your family, with parents, with friends, with teachers and colleagues at work. It will happen in the wider society. It could happen at church. It could happen between neighbors. There will be conflict and there will be disagreements. And it might be based on your religion. It could be based on politics. It can be based on lots of different things. It could be the way you cut your grass. It could be the way you keep your house clean. Or not clean in some cases. It could be based on sports teams. So these are some things that can cause disagreements. And really, in the end, you have to think about, what's more important here? Is being right more important? Because the consequences of that can be very dangerous. It can cause you to lose a friendship. It can cause you to stop speaking to somebody that you actually love and care about, or somebody that you have to work with. You know, it can create anger and it can fester inside. It can cause confusion, or it can cause stress and resentfulness. And sometimes it can even cause violence, and that's never a good thing. Conflict or disagreements are just that. It's a disagreement. You have your way of thinking. I might have my way of thinking. And that's okay that we're not always equal. But some positive ways of dealing with that are you might also learn something. There might be a stronger relationship because you're sitting there and you're working through your ideas and your visions, and you're working through that disagreement. And in the end, it might come out as an understanding that both of you have different perspectives, and it might build a sense of achievement or happiness. It might actually give you some peacefulness. It might show that, you know, maybe they've got some, the other person is at work and they've got some ideas and you've got some ideas, and while neither of them really work great together, maybe you can come up with something even better. And so then it's a teamwork situation that you now know you can work with other people. Again, you might learn something new. You might have that positive feeling when you're done. If it's a spouse or a family member, as long as both sides are willing to sit and talk, there's going to be some frustration from time to time. There's going to be disagreements. that come up and it's going to cause conflict. But as long as both sides are willing to have a conversation at some point, you know, that's the key. The unhealthy response is having the inability to recognize that somebody else might have another perspective that's worth at least exploring. Or it might be explosive or hurtful or resentful actions. We see that a lot in society where people, they don't know how to use their words. They don't know how to use their actions in a more positive way. Or they don't know how to take that step back and go, let me think about what they're saying and realize whether or not it's worth it for me to do them harm or to hurt this relationship. And some other unhealthy ways to respond are just rejection, rejecting that person, calling names, shaming them, or even feeling shame yourself, or feeling a fear of abandonment or isolation. But, you know, if you can't compromise on some small things, when the big things can hit, and they will, you're going to have a tough time. So figure out how to compromise on the little things. You know, if it's going out to eat and you want to go Italian and they want to go, you know, American, or somebody wants to go, you know, for steak and you want to go for seafood, maybe there's some compromise that can be made there. And if you can compromise on the little things, as the big things get up, get into your life, maybe where you're living, or it might be what kind of car you're going to drive, or how much money you're going to spend on a certain thing. Whether it be in your work, whether it be a partnership, whether it be your family, it's good to be able to exercise those compromising skills throughout your life. You also don't want to be fearful or have that bad outcome. So a healthy response to conflict or disagreements is being able to empathize with the other person's viewpoint. And if you don't want to know what empathy is, it's trying to see something from their point of view. Now, if you have some knowledge of how they feel, because maybe you were in that same position at one point, you know what they're going through. You know, kind of, or you can at least have a sense as to what they might be thinking. And you can kind of see it from their perspective. But that doesn't mean you have to agree with what they're saying or what the disagreement's about. But you can at least understand from their viewpoint how they might have gotten there. But remaining calm, not defensive, being respectful, letting them speak. And this is good for both sides of a disagreement. And being able to forgive, being able to move past it without holding any resentment, avoid punishing, you know, facing it head on. Those are things that really will make a difference. And again, there are going to be people you meet in your life that are just not going to be able to, maybe they don't have the tools, or maybe they don't have the wherewithal to be able to have that calm conversation. In those situations, it might be best just to walk away. But it's important to deal with conflict and avoid disagreements that are negative if you can. But again, you're not going to be able to do it throughout your entire life. So how are you going to deal with it? What is that important issue in your life or person close to you? What are they worth if you have to lose your friend or lose sight of not winning an argument? I mean, how far do you really want to go? So between an article I found in LinkedIn, which is how to disagree and still stay friends, I also found another article that's more geared towards women. But I think some of the lessons, it's five ways to disagree and still be friends, they also could be used for both men and women. And the first one I thought was pretty interesting because it says, state your opinion, but don't force it on the other person. You know, if you feel something, you should be able to say, I feel this. I think this way. And that's okay. You can have your own opinion. You should have your own opinion. But on the flip side of that, you also need to understand that the other person will also have their own opinion and should have their own opinion and be able to think whatever it is they want. But if it gets into a heated discussion, you know, it's hard to say you must think the way I think, because they won't. So the second part they say is don't devalue the other person. So if you're attacking them and saying you must do this or you must do that, or you get into name calling, you know, that's never going to be a good thing, because somebody else is going to feel bad about themselves. Again, you're going to have disagreements, but you have to remain humble. Don't attack their character. Be respectful. And then hopefully they'll reciprocate and be respectful to you. And then consider your motives. Is it about being right? Or is it about finding the true answer or finding a way forward? You know, what is your motive? If your motive is about being right just to be right, that may not make it right. You know, just to win an argument doesn't really do justice if in the end you're hurting somebody else. You know, that's just not the way it should be. So you just have to remember that your friends and your family, they care about you. And sometimes a disagreement is not worth losing them over. So you have to decide, which is what number four is establish that your friendship is more important than the disagreement. And if that's the truth, and if continuing would put that relationship in harm's way, then you probably need to just turn and change what you're talking about. Maybe you need to stop and think through how is this really going to end in a timely or a good positive way. So again, sometimes the best way to handle it is to just let it go, which is number five. Sometimes it's best just to walk away and go and change the subject onto something else. And that I've done many times personally. And I've said, look, they're not going to change the way they think. I'm not going to change the way I think. And that's okay. But again, as we talked about today, disagreements are going to come up all over the place in your life. They're going to come up in work. They're going to come up in family. And how you handle it is going to be a key. So I thank you for listening. To my kids, I love you. And I hope that you figure out how to get past disagreements with people. Sorry about that. I'm getting a little hoarse. But I hope you figure out how to get past some of these disagreements with each other and work through them instead of turning to anger or making that knee-jerk reaction and causing somebody to feel bad. Until next time, thanks again.